Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. When the Lord said, peace, be still, everything around got to come and line up with what God, his son Jesus, amen, the Holy Spirit has spoken out of our mouths, amen, and when Jesus spoke to the storms, amen. So we need to know that we have authority, amen, over our situation. And this is Pastor Barbara Burris, amen, and this is prayer time, prayer time. This is, amen, prayer time, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I want to give you a word before we go into our prayer. Amen. And it's coming out of the book of Ephesians. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 6, starting at verse 11. The Bible clearly states that we must put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. When the Ephesians, amen, was written in this essence, it was letting us know that we don't contend with our humans, amen, our neighbors and our acquaintance, amen. But we contend with the devil, amen. That's who is our enemy. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all to stand. Without the whole armor of God on, amen, it leaves you defenseless, amen. So I'm teaching you and I'm telling you and we are interceding, amen, for 21 days of prayer. And we need to know how to go into prayer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There's a certain way to go into prayer. You just can't enter into God's presence any kind of way. And one of the things you really need to understand that repentance is the easiest way to get in, because if you have had any blemishes or did anything throughout the day or your children, amen, you need to get that right before you go before the Lord. They say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Stand for having your lines girt about with truth. Amen. God loves those that speak the truth. Amen. You can't lie to him, because he knows the difference. Having on the breastplate of righteousness, thank you, Jesus, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. He didn't say one fiery dart. But he said, all by the shield of faith. You got to believe when you go into prayer, God, amen, is there to stand there and intercede and fight for you. For he said, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. But you got to know how to go into prayer to get a prayer through. Amen. And then also he trains you how to be a soldier in his mighty army. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You got to be able to quit all of those fiery darts. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And it said, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You got to give the devil the word. The devil will look at you crazy all day long. You start telling him something out of your own mouth, out of your own precepts. He don't care what you say. You got to give him that word. You got to tell him, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. And every tongue that speak against me, I shall condemn it in Jesus' name. You got to use Jesus' name. You got to use his blood. You got to speak the word. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Remember on yesterday I told you about how we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. Not only do we worship him in spirit and truth, I told you, I said we got to pray in the Spirit. Amen. And you got to have the Holy Ghost. You cannot do anything without the Holy Ghost. You can't sugarcoat nothing without the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one that goes in and he mediates and he goes in and he tells Jesus what Jesus needs to tell the Father concerning you, so that God can go in and do what's needed concerning your livelihood. Oh, praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. And then watching, therefore, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. And that's why I called, amen, this 21-day fast. God told me, this 21-day prayer, God told me after I had done a 40-day fast, he said, now I want you to go in and do corporate prayer for my people, because it's much needed. Amen. And we got to watch, amen. After you done prayed, then you watch and you wait. Don't give up on God. Don't start accusing God, and don't start saying all kind of manner things against him, because you haven't received what you thought you was going to receive at your own time and in your own way and for your own purpose and for your own doing. God has a set time for everything, but he has one thing in mind, that everything the devil try to do against you, God will tear it up. God is a battle axe, and he'll tear it up. And he said, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I might open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel of the gospel. I'm here today to make known to you the mysteries of the gospel, how we must stand and pray and intercede for each other. I told you on yesterday that prayer changes things. Without prayer, we cannot make it. Amen. We got to have that fellowship. We got to send up our petition to God. We got to have a communication, amen, with God, so that when things come our way, we are able to stand against what the enemy is trying to do. The Bible said, no weapon, bless his name, formed against us shall prosper. Oh, I praise God today because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I thank him today for his grace and his mercy. Oh, I bless him. I want you to listen to this. Praise God. Lord. Praise the Lord. How many know that we're just so close? We're right at heaven's door. Amen. Christ is soon to come. Amen. And in doing so, that means you're not going to turn around. You remember when God had sent Abraham, amen, to fight to get Lot delivered? And then it turned back around, and two angels came and visited Abraham and told Abraham that he would have to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, and told Abraham cried out for Lot's soul. And so the Lord said, I would spare Lot's soul, amen. So the Lord, amen, sent his angels in there, amen. And as they sent them in there, Sodom and Gomorrah, they wanted the angels to turn around and do homosexual acts with them. This is a part of Satan's wickedness toward God's people. And that homosexual demon has to be destroyed because it goes on from generation to generation to generation. And back then, if you look at the gods that were over those people, you would see, amen, explicitly what was literally taking place with those people. They were demonically oppressed. But Lot wasn't, because he was kindred to Abraham. So God answered Abraham's prayer and turned around. The angels got Lot and his daughters and the wife. They were leaving out of the city. And Lot's wife turned around and looked back. Amen. And when she looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. When you're so close to God, and you're getting ready to receive your blessing, or you're getting ready to go home, some of us, amen, it's better to keep your focus on God. That's why I tell you all the time, prayer changes things. When you go before the throne room of God, when you get down on that threshing floor, when you go before God and present your supplications to him, he'll answer your prayer. You should be like others, amen, and like myself. I'm too close to turn around. I don't want to turn around. And I can tell you why. I've seen death's door. I've seen demons. I've seen snakes. I've seen all kind of demonic oppression, how Satan goes around and operates with people. And I wondered why God had to take me that way. But God had to take me that way so I can teach you and tell you the truth so that you'll know that there is a devil and there are demons. And they are strategically placed in the heavens, in the atmosphere, and the stratosphere. And they literally are doing their assignment, and that's to kill, to steal from you, and to destroy your soul. They don't want you with God. They don't want you to believe God. What I told you about Adam and Eve, what they did, they literally left God's, amen, commandments. They left the word. You can't leave the word. Jesus said, amen, he is the word. He is the one that teaches us. And then he sent the comforter will guide and teach you into all truth. Anything that you need to know, the Holy Ghost will give it to you. Oh, bless his name. So we need to understand, being at as close as you are, and Jesus is soon to come, you better learn how to pray. Amen. You better learn how to intercede for one another. You better learn how to love one another and forgive one another. The key thing, amen, when you go down and pray, you repent, you humble yourself, and you forgive. If you can't forgive those that have trespassed against you, how you think the Heavenly Father is going to forgive you? In 2005, amen, amen, thank you, Jesus, I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. I went to a training, amen, session for intercessors, amen, and I am a certified intercessor, amen, and a prayer warrior. Thank you, Jesus. So that's not telling you nothing off of the top of my head. And it was with AMF Ministries in Houston, Texas, and I can give you some information on it. But I have also been qualified, amen, to train in intercessory prayer warriors. So, and I will be doing a series of teaching on that, and you will be certified. I have my own seal. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And it's all legal, and I'm able and I'm qualified to do it. But when you get so close to God, that's the time that you need to rejoice. You don't need to pull away when things are really upon you and oppressions and afflictions start and try to overtake you. That's the time that you need to really pull to God. Now, I have told you that one of the things that we do is we take the Lord's Supper every time we come together, and as often as we come together, amen. So today I want you to get your bread and your grape juice, amen, because I don't fool with wine. And let's go to the scriptures. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, because the scriptures are much important. Amen. And I, like I said, I start at 17, but I won't go to 17th verse. I'll start at the 21st verse of the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And I usually end it up, amen, thank you, Jesus, at the 34th verse, amen. But because my time is limited, amen, and I need to make you understand the clarity about praying and prayer time and then going to intercessory prayer for the nation, for Jews, amen, for Jerusalem, for the will of God, amen, we're going to do it in this essence. So the Bible said, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. If you have your bread, now you can take it. Amen. Amen. I give God the glory. And the same manner also he took the cup, thank you, Jesus, and he had a sup saying, this cup is the New Testament, is my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. If you have your juice, amen, your grape juice, or some people use wine, then you can drink it now. Thank you, Jesus. And I literally explain why we should do it. Amen. I've told you that. Amen. So we just thank God. Amen. And we give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Now, I want you to listen to this, and then we'll go further in the services. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
The number one would surely be but I can't.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. You know, in this world with all the things that we go through, the Bible said the steps of a good man ordered by the Lord. And one of the things that I understand that I can't wake up in the morning without the Lord. I can't wake up in the morning without the Holy Spirit. I can't walk, I can't talk, I can't speak without the Holy Spirit helping my spirit man. Amen. And I just thank God, amen, for allowing me, amen, the activities of my limbs, amen. I'm still mobile. A lot of people are not mobile. They can't get around and do what they want to do. Oh, but if they could. But I praise God, amen. And you know my theme is prayer time, prayer time, prayer time. And I was telling you about how the devil does with God's people. And I started off, amen, with Ephesians chapter 6. Remember I read that to you? Well, one of the things that we need to understand that the Holy Spirit is our vital connection to Jesus Christ and God. That's why Jesus said, if he didn't go, the Comforter would not come. And the Comforter is sent to guide and teach you into all truths. And then in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and chapter 2, it spoke about how the Holy Ghost appeared, amen, on the day of Pentecost, amen. And they call it the Pentecost, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the people that were around them were all different nationalities, and they spoke with just different tongues, cloven tongues, amen. Praise God. Well, the Holy Spirit gives us tongues to speak in an unknown language so that we can speak in secret to God and God reveals it in the open. You need the Holy Ghost. And a lot of people say, well, you don't need the Holy Ghost. It don't take all of that. And it don't take all. Well, I'm going to tell you, it takes all of that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, that the Holy Ghost will give you in order for you to make it down here on earth. Thank you, Jesus, because he's the last link, amen, to this earth realm as far as we're concerned. Jesus, amen, sent the Comforter, and the Comforter connects with Jesus, and Jesus connects with God. Amen. So the forms that they go on, we have an utterance. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We make utterance to the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the Holy Spirit, he goes in with moaning and groaning that we can't even understand. And he began to speak and tell Jesus, well, Barbara is needing this today, and Joyce is needing this today, and Sharon is needing that today, and this needs to go on in the heavens today because the demons are doing every kind of thing they can do to try to stop John from reaching his goal. But God, you are mighty God, and I trust in you, Father, because when I was on earth, amen, I sent my petition. I prayed to you often. Praise God. And as Jesus prayed to the Father, amen, and he talked to the Father began to instrument, he began to operate on the prayers that Jesus had sent up. Amen. We go in for confession. Amen. You don't have to go before the Catholic Church like the Catholic Church do and confess to the priest. Priest can't save you. Amen. You need to confess to God, to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, to Jesus Christ. You need to make your request made known to him. Amen. For just communion with God. Amen. With adoration and thanksgiving. God, I don't have a problem today, but I just want to thank you. You kept food on my table. You kept clothes on my back. You seen that my children were protected while I had to go out and work on a job. You seen these things, and you kept me. Praise, amen, and thanksgiving. After I finished praying for God to do things for me, one of the things I began to do is praise him and thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I know you already done took care of the matter. And then he'll come back to me. He might not come back to me the same day or the same night, but he'll come back with a still, soft voice and tell me, Barbara, your son is all right. I know he's incarcerated. I know he's incarceration. Thank you, Jesus, but he's all right. He's all right. I made sure I sent the angels to take care of him. He'll come and tell me, Barbara, you need to go and pray for your son so that I can intercede for your son because I see something down the road that you don't see. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. So I begin to thank him and praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And lift him up and glorify him because he's fighting for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then the posture that we take, a lot of people want to just do a quick five-minute prayer in the car with a cup of coffee. And now that you got the cafe churches and all of these churches that want to interject stuff into your life that's not meaningful during the time of service. You walk in the church, sit down, I got a holder for you to sit your coffee while the pastor preach. What kind of edification is that? How is he edifying the Bible? How is he edifying God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost in that matter? You're so busy trying to keep a hot coffee from spilling over you that your mind is distracted. Oh, I'm preaching today. I tell God glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to fall prostrate. Amen, on the floor, lay out on the floor, go into a secret closet, amen, and begin to moan and groan and pray to the Lord. Get out on your knees. On my knees, I'm a chocolate woman, and on my knees, you can see the dark spots, amen, where I have bent down for many of years praying to the Father, amen, so that he can intercede for me and bring forth the deliverance. We stand sometime. A lot of people have to stand because of certain issues. But if you can get on your knees, fine. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then we lift up hands. Lift up hands in adoration and praise and thanksgiving and worship. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then after we done prayed, amen, we always, amen, before we pray, repent, but we humble ourselves, amen. And sometimes you have to fast and pray because Jesus said some of these demons ain't going to come out but nothing but by fasting and praying. And I have made statements that God has given me the anointing to destroy a demon. Amen. You can only destroy a demon by your spirit man. Your spirit man will battle, amen, when God has literally trained you and taught you, but trained you how to fight, amen, and develop you and develop your character. Because I'm going to tell you some of the demons that I've seen, you'll faint along the way. Thank you, Jesus. And then begin to confess, amen, how awesome you are. What an awesome God we serve. And a lot of times I cry. I used to cry so much. God told me, he said he took my tears and put them in a bottle. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So they're before him at all times. And those tears, amen, thank you, Jesus, he remember, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then watchful. You got to be watchful, amen. You got to be just like Nehemiah. He set up, amen, to build, amen, the walls, amen, and thank you to Jesus. Hallelujah. One of the things that he did, he not only built them, but he had soldiers, amen, his army. Thank you, Jesus. Standing there and watching and praying, amen, so that the enemy would not overtake them. So you got to have those intercessors for you. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank God. Amen. I give him glory. Now, one of the things I told you, I said with Ephesians, amen, chapter 6, amen, we must put on the whole armor of God. Amen. And then I want to let you understand that some of the things that we are dealing with, amen, that's important for us to get God to move upon and overthrow them and destroy them because they are become an eyesore and they become a hindrance and they become a stronghold in your life. Amen. And we must pull down and cast down strongholds, even in our imagination. Oh, praise God. And the Bible let us know that when Ephesians was telling us about principalities, we must bind up principalities and their powers. Governmental demons, these are cherubims and seraphims. These are prince demons that govern territories that are over nations, states, cities, towns, and municipalities. These are the giant demons that are like Goliath and all of those that are in the air, amen, that are controlling the airways, that try to speak things that intimidate you and cause you to fear and try to govern you with Satan governmental powers that he has placed down here in the earth realm. That's why we see the economy is literally in a shackle. And all the government that President Obama and anybody else can do is not going to fix the problem, because Satan started the problem in the Garden of Eden. And one of the things that we have to do, we have to go in and fight, amen, pray that God would literally tear up these demons that are in the air, amen, in the stratosphere, in the atmosphere, that are over towns and government, amen, that set laws and legislation that causes mankind to be subject, amen, to a worldly system that's failing. Amen. I know I'm speaking today to somebody, because God told me, he said, when you start this 21 day of intercessory prayer, he said, lives are going to be changed. Yokes are going to be destroyed. People are going to be set free. People are going to be healed and delivered. Amen. Because of the word, because of God and his powers. Satan can't overthrow God. He can't beat God. He can't whoop him. I've seen it. Amen. I've seen Jesus come before Satan, and they contend for my soul. And Jesus whooped the mess out of him. I just have to tell it like it is. Thank you, Jesus. And it said, bind spiritual wickedness in high places. These are lower-ranking demons. These two are airway demons in the atmosphere and the stratosphere, trying to keep the blessings from reaching their goals. Remember I told you about how there's matter and mass, amen, and the volume that we come in, amen, that faith is the substance, amen. I told you that on yesterday. For those that didn't get it, amen, you need to review it, because there's a certain action that God has to take, amen, in order to send our blessings down from the heavens to the earth realm in order for us to get them. It has to be a certain dimension, a certain way of getting it down here so that it doesn't disintegrate, amen, and then most of all so that the demons won't get them, because the demons are there waiting on the blessings to come down and fight, amen, against the one and fight against the blessings that they are supposed to receive. Praise God. Remember in the book of Revelation chapter 12, amen, I know I'm speaking to somebody today, amen, where the woman, amen, was with child, and Satan literally tried to fight, amen, the woman and keep the woman oppressed and tried to destroy the woman and the child while they was in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere. Before Mary could be impregnated, it had to be already ordained and purposed in the heavens. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then it had to be manifested down on earth through the birth of Jesus Christ. Amen. Through Mary. Amen. Well, there was a demonic warfare in heaven between the principalities. Amen. And spiritual wickedness in high places. Those demons, those cherubims and seraphims. Amen. And they were literally fighting God. Amen. Trying to keep Mary, amen, spiritual life from coming and being manifested in the natural so that Jesus could be manifested on the earth. Amen. So we need to understand the human ranking demons are next in line, and they are part of Satan's military. Oh, but Satan's military ain't greater than God. They guard Satan and his princes, and they fight along with the fallen demons in order to maintain their governmental control over the nations. They have generals, lieutenants, generals, majors, the brigadiers, the general colonels, majors, captains, first and second lieutenant, chief warrant officers and their ranks, and sergeants and their ranks. They have those demons that fight on the earth, amen, those that fight in the airways, just like we do, amen, in the regular water, those that fight on the waters, amen. So we need to understand that we need to have the power and the knowledge of God through God's word, amen, and through the Holy Ghost, amen, in order to understand how to stand against the wiles of the devil, because he'll defeat you. And I wasn't trying to brag when I say that I can whoop a demon, but by my spirit, man, I can, because God has given me the authority. I'm a literally walking as an ambassador, one that governs the earth realm, one that can go in and talk to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will intercede for me and tell Jesus Christ and God what I need to go in and do the will of God. I just can't go in and cast out no devil because I feel like I can do it, but I have to wait until the Lord tell me. I have to wait and do what I see my Father tell me to do. So I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that this is all a part of warfare. Amen. And then I told you, I literally told you about the various demons, the Amorites and their gods and their demons. Well, these are ancient demons. These have been on the earth and in the earth realm and in the atmosphere and stratosphere for many of years. And they will not, amen, thank you, Jesus, do anything, amen, because you havoc and harm down here on the earth. So the thing that we need to understand that, amen, when God is speaking, he's just not speaking and this stuff ain't no thing to play with, and this is a just a funny thing, and oh, she might not be this, and oh, they might not be that. But I'm telling you, God is literally telling you what's going on as far as the demonic oppression in the earth realm. And the Bible said, amen, thank you, Jesus, as we look at the book of Judges, amen, in reference to the Amorites, amen, one of the things that it said in Judges chapter 6, verses 6, and Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you out from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. Amen. God was showing, Jehovah was showing his power. Elohim was showing that he can do everything but fail. But the Israelites had become afraid of the Midianites. Amen. Because, amen, they had heard about their God. Amen. The Amorites' God. Amen. And then the Bible said, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppress you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites. They were afraid of the gods of the Amorites. So God had to literally step in, amen, and begin to fight in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, amen, over the god Molech, amen, and tear down his works, amen, so that the Israelites could defeat the enemy. You cannot defeat the enemy until you identify what the enemy is. And you tell God what he is, and then God will send in, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, the angels, and they begin to work on your behalf. So God, amen, let them know, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Don't fear the God of the Amorites in whom land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. They begin to run away from the voice of the Lord because of the fear of the God, that they call Molech, amen, that did human sacrifices. We have to fight and to pull down these strongholds even today, amen. And the angel, thank you, Jesus, in the 12th verse, it says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, and said unto him, Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And if you look at the 11th verse, it says, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak tree, which was in Ophrah, and the that pertaineth unto Joahath the Abazite. And his son Gideon, amen, threshed with wheat by the wine press to hinder in it from the Midianites, amen. So what he had to do, thank you, Jesus, it was the hide, excuse me, from the Midianites. So what he had to do, he had to go in and appoint Gideon, amen, to be a connection, amen, in the earth realm to go in, amen, and talk, amen, and intercede, and then to war, amen, against the Amorites so that Molech God could be defeated. Amen. I'm preaching to somebody today because, see, you've been had, amen, a Molech God among you, amen, and he's been doing sacrifices. Amen. You wondering why? Amen. In your family, your cousin killed out his children, and your aunties and the uncles and killed out their children. They did human sacrifices. Well, they've been dealing with ancient gods that have been territorial preference over their lives, and God want to come in and set them and their lives in order and bring forth a deliverance. And that's why I tell you, when you pray, you got to cast down and burn up all of these gods that have been in ancient times. And then we have demons of astrology, amen, that's astronomy, those that go in, amen, people that go in and read the astrological signs and all of this astronomy and try to keep up with it, saying, oh, well, you tell us, and you're going to be virtuous this month, and you Leo, and you're going to do this month. Ain't nothing but a bunch of lies and demons that have lorded over their lives, causing them to walk in error and forget about the God that created them. So it's time for us to understand that we must intercede and go in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to pray for you right now. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. You can't live on Zion. And I ask you, Father, my God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As I have put on the whole armor of you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I bind up Lucifer and his demons, and I ask that you would move by your spirit and that you would intercede for your people because it's much needed today. Somebody's on a bed of affliction. Oh, God, but you are able to move by your spirit. Somebody don't have food on their table, but God, you are their provider because the psalmist said in the 23rd chapter of Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff and thou comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord without the anointing. The yoke won't be destroyed, and the Holy Ghost is your anointing power. The Holy Ghost is the one that mediates, and he goes in, and Jesus intercedes, and he told you, he began to pray to the Father. Oh, my God, I thank you. So we bind up Lucifer this day in the name of Jesus. We bind up his cursed things. He bind up his kingdom. We bind up his works in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere. We bind up lust demons. We bind up lying demons. We bind up fear demons. We bind up adultery demons. We bind up fornication demons. We bind up covetous demons. We bind up idolatrous demons. We bind up jealousy demons. We bind up drug demons and destruction demons, alcohol demons and witchcraft demons, all kind of unclean spirits in the name of Jesus. We bind up poverty demons, masturbating demons, racial prejudice demons, amen, in the name of Jesus. We bind up leprosy demons and paralytic demons. We bind up infirmity demons in the name of
of Jesus, we bind up Lucifer and the incorruptible Shayan and all his tricks and traps in the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree healing and deliverance today. I declare and decree somebody's mind being set today. I declare and decree holy boldness today. I bind up fear. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for this United States that they will understand. Without God, you can't make it. Without God, you can't do anything but fail. We need you, Jesus. And I praise and thank you. And I give you all the honor and all the glory. What a mighty God we serve that can do everything but fail. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He can do everything but fail. I'm a witness. You see, I've been through much. And if I hadn't gone through much, I wouldn't have been able to tell you nothing. I wouldn't have been able to take and sit before you and say anything. Because demons have whooped me. Before I was able to whoop them, they have persecuted me. They have lied. Amen. They have did all kind of things to my body. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if it wasn't for Jesus, I don't know where I would be. If it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, who is my best friend, oh, my God and wisdom, who is my sister and understanding, who is my kinswoman, oh, my God, I don't know where I'd be. But I'm telling you today, you call on Jesus, and you call on God Almighty, and he'll tap any demon any day, any time, any minute, and any hour. Let us listen to this song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Oh, praise his name. I thank you, God, for moving by your spirit and getting those delivered today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hey, hallelujah, all bless his name.